Back when I was in the Navy, if we were told to do something we did not want to do, our usual response would be, "I'll get right on it." And everyone understood that was code for, "I'm not going to do it." I think that is sort of what the second son in today's gospel was doing, saying yes, but meaning no. It's a way of avoiding confrontation and allowing the person giving the direction to save at least some dignity by not being directly challenged, even if they know the person is not going to do as they asked. This becomes more problematic if the person giving direction believes you are really going to do what was asked of you, and then you don't follow through and complete the task. But in the Navy, at least on the ship I was on, this was a good universally accepted way to tell an officer no without directly challenging their authority. Of course, the best response is the one neither side in the gospel gave, which would be to respond yes to their father's request and then follow through and complete the task. But Jesus is using this to teach a lesson. He is reminding us of something we often forget, that words can be meaningless and promises empty if they are not followed by action. But Jesus is also teaching us that even when we make the wrong choice and respond incorrectly in life, we can rectify this by doing the right thing as the first son did by going out to work his father's vineyard. Saying what we think what people want to hear instead of what they really think or intend can be a very bad habit. We should ask ourselves from time to time if our words and actions are in agreement. This is something many of our politicians should try. For many of them, I feel that responding with the party line or the safe, acceptable answer has been so ingrained in them that it does not even occur to them to tell us what they actually believe. I have a lot more respect for people who tell me what they are really thinking or planning to do, than for the ones patronizing me by telling me what they think I want them to say, even if what they are telling me is not something I agree with. At least these people have the integrity to tell me the truth. I feel very disrespected when someone tells me they're going to do one thing and then go out and does something other than they promised. Of course, everyone does this from time to time. We tell ourselves something we do not believe, usually to avoid an unpleasant discussion or to keep from offending someone or hurting their feelings. We call these white lies, which are defined by Merriam-Webster as a lie about a small or unimportant matter that someone tells to avoid hurting another person, and by American Heritage as an often trivial, diplomatic, or well-intentioned untruth. And while I do not advocate hurting people unnecessarily with our words, I caution that even well-intended untruths can backfire and have unintended consequences. But today's gospel is about a lot more than white lies or two sons and their obedience to their father. It's about doing the will of our Father in heaven and our obedience to him. It's about what is right even when we do not want to do it. It's about both sons in this parable sinning, one by defying and not initially doing as his father asked, and one by lying to the father and not doing as he says he would. It is the second who had the greater sin. He was not obedient to the father. At the high school I attended, in the auditorium over the stage was a saying which stated, "Words are but the shadows of actions." I think of this sometimes, even decades later. It's easy to talk, to pronounce and make statements. It's more difficult to act, to give time, effort, and attention to what we say we are going to do. In today's gospel, Jesus is asking us to think about whether our words and actions are in agreement. Are we obedient to our Father in heaven? Each Sunday, we stand and profess our faith. But do we live our faith through our actions during the rest of the week? Do I just give lip service to God, or do I live out his gospel message? Of course, if we are honest with ourselves, the answer to this question will be no. No, I have not fully lived up to my life as I told God I would. We're all human. We all have failings and weakness, We all have disobeyed and sinned against God. The key, as we are told in our first reading from Ezekiel, is to then turn away from the sins we have committed. The Lord is merciful. If we ask, he will forgive our sins and help us to avoid that which leads to sin. In our responsorial psalm, we ask the Lord to guide us to his truth and teach us, for he is good and upright and shows sinners the way. We need to listen for this truth and hear when he shows us the way. I think we all know when we have sinned. I know I do. I get that little twinge of guilt, that voice telling me I have done wrong. That is God speaking to us, answering the prayer we just voiced to him in today's psalm, teach us and show sinners the way. We must all pay attention to that voice. To ignore it is to condemn ourselves. Don't try and justify our actions. Don't be like the house of Israel, but it's not fair. The Lord's way is always fair and just. He gives us a way out, a way to save ourselves by turning away from sin and doing what is right and just. God sent us his only Son, Jesus, to die for us on the cross that we might be forgiven of our sins. We have only to repent and ask forgiveness. What else could we ask? How much fairer could he be? Don't be like the chief priests and elders of the people, who even when shown the way of righteousness did not believe, but rather be like the tax collectors and prostitutes who believed, who repented and turned away from their sin that they might enter the kingdom of God.